light. Second one is prison bee, sheriff's on my trail. If he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail.
And you are here, inside my fix-it-up life. Dun, dun, dun.
At the Wellborn booth.
Dun, dun,
dun. Kitchen and bath show.
Vegas.
Yes.
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 Yes. People always say, you're going to Vegas. Oh, my God, you're going to have fun.
Why don't you have some fun? You're totally, all you're going to do is relax and sleep late and do everything. And
but you know what? They have no idea how geeky we are, that we really are having, like, an awesome, amazing time inside
true.
The convention
it's
center.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah. You got to see Elton John last night, for
totally
example.
I did, yeah.
I got to hang out with some friends last night.
I was with friends.
And we are getting to hang out with some friends here
okay.
at Wellborn, because we've been here before. And to bring the whole geek thing full circle,
yes,
we're geeked. I
we
mean,
are geeks.
We are cabinet geeks, too. We're not making it up because we're sitting here.
Woman Crush Wednesday?
What?
Oh. Karen. You're like
Karen
one of the best.
Karen from Wellborn.
I swear. You know, you're an amazing designer.
Thank
I
you.
Like, follow you on Twitter.
There are two,
and
at least, there
year.
May be a third theme song coming. There's dun dun dun. Now there's the Rising Angels.
Right.
There could be another one. Remains to be seen.
But every year you bring it. You know, this
right.
booth is absolutely amazing. And it's the
thank
products
you.
That they create at Wellborn, and then how your creativity can, like, sort of, like, be the maestro of, like, oh, la, 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 and
right.
creating all of these really cool vignettes.
Right.
So, you know what? What was your inspiration this year? Do you have a theme or, like, a product that you're trying to feature the most?
I had several inspirations and some products I wanted to feature, but I guess the thing that we wanted to showcase the most this year was technology and talking about cabinetry, the interiors, how to maximize it, and start thinking about integration of electronics and how to make things easier and conveniences. And so the one set that you guys saw has the countertop that lifts up and down, and so it's adjustable height for any person that's in the home. And it's also designed with a butcher block that has the end grain, so it can be a chopping surface, it can be brought up to a countertop level, be just an additional surface, and then it can also be a serving bar. And other things that we've shown is like the pocket doors that go completely out of your way so you can access that while you're working in the kitchen, some of the electronic lifts that brings the storage down to the countertop for you so you don't even have to open the doors to access what you want. So there's a lot of things that we've integrated this year as far as technology that we're really kind of excited about.
And I think, you know, one of the most underused and most amazing things that is easy to do is lighting
yes.
in cabinets. It's just, you can actually see what you're looking for. Even if you don't take advantage of everything
right.
else,
right.
when you go into your cabinet and you can actually see what's in there,
yes.
because if you might not have everything else that's awesome and cool about them,
right.
fundamental technology.
And I'll tell you, the thing is that LED used to be kind of a trend. Now it's just here to stay. And it's a really great product. It's so easy to use. And I have designed with lighting for years and years. And it's just now starting to really come more into the mainstream. And as I'm aging, you know, I realize that.
We don't age.
Well, of course. You know, well, you guys
time
look beautiful and perfect.
See, the thing
does
is,
not pass.
The thing is
the
that,
more you ignore it.
Yes. The better
the
off
less
you're.
It passes.
Right. Oh, totally. See, the children, they age. It's separate.
Right.
It's totally separate from us.
Right.
Okay.
They
please.
Grow taller like
please.
The trees in the forest.
Oh, yeah.
We remain pillars.
They're in their own time warp dimension.
Right.
Maturity
right.
yet ability. Right.
That's our excuse for being as silly as we are.
Oh, no, definitely. Always be that
well,
way.
Well, my mental age didn't get past 12, so I don't know what you're
he
talking about.
He was a really smart 12-year-old, though, so
right.
it's he could, like, pass for 15 easy.
I could easily pass for 15. I had to take my driver's test a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, fun fact
oh.
about Mark. He still has a baby tooth.
What?
Fun fact, right?
Should
right.
I just sit under this bench?
No, but seriously. Seriously, I don't know any other grown-up in the world that does. He's perfect vision. He's, I don't know.
Right.
He's,
I actually have X-ray vision. It's funny. But
wow.
It's,
yeah, he's
other,
actually...
Other fun fact. We don't like to talk
about
that.
He's checking out, like, five booths over and six booths that way back here. He's looking at the vignette in the front of the booth
skill.
Over there. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can barely
see having
like
a baby tooth has really changed things for me in a lot of ways. It's really opened some doors. You know, people say, you know, they don't notice it right away.
No,
right?
They don't. That's the thing.
But
it's
they're like, dude, that's something special about
that's
that
like
guy.
Having a horn on your head.
Maybe it's his dental work.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I get that often.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might have, like, strayed away from
fun
design.
Fact.
Oh, that's
fun
okay.
Fact.
Yeah. Fun fact.
Like, so can I ask one question about the minute or so we have left?
What?
Are we at a minute?
What?
We might be. I don't... Oh, no, I'm getting a head nod.
We're getting head nods. We're down to 0 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we're going to have someone from Wellborn come back and join us on our podcast.
All right,
here at
I'm
the Wellborn booth.
Let's take a selfie.
Someone
women
quickly
take
a selfie because as we have 0 seconds left
women
to get back,
Wednesday.
We have time for a selfie.
We totally do.
Nobody go anywhere. We're coming right back with
selfie.
More of my Fix It Up Life where it's selfie time. Before you paint, do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar's a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
I don't want to be part of your problems. I don't want to be part of your crown.
And I got a hand for you.
Yeah, we do need to get new headphones.
Yeah, we've got to
get
in. Yeah.
I feel like I'm being head mugged.
You are. It's a head hug.
I'm not even going to take a selfie.
It's actually no.
It's a head hug.
It's love.
It's like head hugging.
Yeah, head hugging.
I thought you said head mugging.
He did.
I feel like I'm being mugged too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, Steven Finucane, DIY Network, $1 million contractor. Also, $1 million contractor.
$1 million contractor.
Real life, your real life world, your real life job is, I guess, could I call it high end remodeling? Is that even you
we
do build
it,
new homes?
I call it high end solutions. But
solutions. You know what? The show is canceled.
That's it. I'm
solutions.
Done.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, so I think maybe the last time I talked to you, because I know you and Mark hang out and whatever.
We had steaks last night.
Steaks.
Yes.
You want to get a steak with someone who loves steak more than anybody?
It's right here.
This guy.
Steven Finucane. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Just steaks. That you can get all you need to know right there.
See, I'm a pesca vegan, so I totally can't rely.
I don't even know what a pesca vegan is.
Dude, I almost ordered salmon last night to make you upset.
You know what? There's always you know what really annoys me at a steakhouse? What really annoys me is there's always that one person that's got to get salmon or tuna. I'm like, why did you come with us? It's like, what was the whole point?
Well,
are you here to annoy us? We are here to have steak. It's like this is a party now.
Yes.
So
okay.
Chowing down.
I thought about it.
I'm on a diet, so I went to a steakhouse.
But what if I'm with you for the conversation?
Can we do it at a Taco Bell?
No. I want to be at a nice restaurant with you. I don't want to be at some dive. I mean, I want to be able to wear a dress and some nice heels.
You can wear a dress at a steakhouse.
You can't, but you can at a Taco Bell. If I walk in, they'll be like, how much do you
go,
cost,
you know,
lady?
We can go anywhere you want.
Go to a fancy Taco Bell. You know,
there should be $1 million Taco Bell somewhere.
There should be $1 million Taco Bell.
Oh, so what I was saying is the last time we talked to you, was it Bruce Willis? Whose house were you working on?
Bruce Willis's.
Yes. And he watches your show.
Yeah, it's
that's
funny.
Some street cred right there.
That's street cred.
I know.
You know, I didn't know he watched a show, and one day he looks at me and he's leaving, and he goes, now get to work, and which is the tagline that I say in the intro of the show, let's get to work. Then he goes, he looks at me, he goes, boom, 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 boom. That one, so I saw right away.
So first
words out of my mouth is, first I want to give him a hug. Then I'm like, no. I go, yippee-ki-yay? He goes, absolutely not. walks out the door. Hey, I want to give you some cred. I saw the video of you guys prepping up for the Vegas show.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was hysterical. You got to see this video. Where can they see this video?
Go to myfixitup.life.com.
They're doing sit-up.
Yeah.
She's in the middle.
Yes.
Introducing John Valerio.
I never laughed
so
hard. He had
like 40
actually,
like, name tags on him. We practiced handing out business cards.
I was angry. I was
I
like,
tried
you know,
on
I should have thought of this.
Yeah.
I should have thought of this.
Which shoe did you like the best that I tried on, though?
The one that you ended up with. Yeah, yeah, there was a shoe scene. This has everything you want, gentlemen, from men to women.
Yeah. It's a good show.
It's a
good minute to spend.
And it is no boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, boom. None of that.
No. It's not the porn awards or anything.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. We train to get ready to come here. And well, here we are at the Wellborn booth with Stephen Finucane.
That's right.
Thank you for coming, by the way.
You guys
You're busy.
Friends.
You're running around like crazy.
Always.
Always running, always going somewhere.
It's
I like
tough.
Your footwear, too.
You know what? Hey,
it's nice.
Once you the older you get, the more colorful you'll have to be.
Yeah.
So I figure if you're not going to notice me, you'll notice the sneakers.
That's right.
I do.
That's right.
It's funny because I had about 50 pairs of Pumas, and I'm sitting in my basement getting ready to go to the airport, and I'm like, which one is it going to be? It's like, we're going red. We're
you
going cherry fire engine red.
Nice.
My favorite color.
I love them.
Because I have red on my back of my boots, too.
You're always wearing boots. I love your boots.
Well, you know what's good about boots? This is one of my job site things.
It's also a pocket.
This
it's
where
a pocket.
She busts out the...
You put your phone in.
Yeah, that's where the whip is.
Yeah.
You got
yeah.
your lip gloss.
So we've talked whip, porn,
you would
steaks.
Like,
yeah.
This is a great show.
So
you would love the name of my lip gloss, too.
Extreme Plump.
Mother, what else does it say? Oh, wait.
It also
here.
Shows all the chemicals that it's made
Mother Pucker.
Out of.
Mother Pucker. So you guys have come so far in such a short period of time. It's, I mean, I met you, what, 4 years ago?
Something like that.
Something like that,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Still married.
Yeah.
True
thinner,
story.
More built. You work out so much, man, you make me crazy, but... But you guys have really come a long way, and I'm so proud of you.
Oh,
thank you.
And you're so sweet. And you know what says a lot? That he's still here.
Well, he's new.
He could have been like...
He's subbing in for Tim.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not Tim
guy.
With a beard. They look alike.
I know. They sound alike. They're talented
Everybody
alike. But
here.
You know what?
What's
yeah.
up, buddy?
We're lucky. We're
so,
lucky.
So here's something I think about periodically. I don't think I've written this blog yet for my Fix It Up Life.
I'm scared.
Tara, I don't remember if I did or not, but... I was going to write it. We're going to do a show about it. 6 ways you know your DIY is screwed.
Oh, Lord.
I have these little tells that I
you
know
wrote
when a project... Did I write it?
Yeah, Tara knows everything.
It makes me think of you for when we spoke one time. You had a bunch... You talked about a coffee cup. I think this was last year. You walk into a job site, you look around at what everybody's doing, and if somebody leaves a coffee cup on... You know, a nice piece of furniture or whatever.
Yep.
Like this.
You go into the whole routine of, you don't live here. This is where your job is.
Yeah, you know, it's construction, it's a very personal, it's a personal thing. If you find a great contractor, I always tell people, send them a birthday card. Make them feel special because you want them to come to your home. You want them to do a great job. And on my job sites, I always tell my guys, and this is where the coffee cup came in. I said, nobody knows how you did it. Nobody cares how you did the job, but they sure care that you left a coffee ring on their table. And they're going to remember that, and no matter how great you are, you failed. And that's the bottom line in this business.
Okay,
so true. Absolutely so true. And, you know, if you're kind to your kids, if the kids liked the contract, you know, that whole thing, pets, like being just a generous person overall, really just... changes it for a lot of people because you're inside someone's life
you
in their family.
You're a family member. You're
yes.
an extended family member. You know the ins and outs. You see them sometimes fight, parents or the kids, and you're there. I also say there's 2 types of contractors. There's a family type, an adopted pet, or a virus because there are a lot of bad contractors out there. And if you pick the wrong contractor, it ends up being – it's like a contractor's like a cold. Once you get it, it's hard to get rid of.
Yeah.
True. I mean, once they're in and they're giving you a change order and they're saying, well, it's going to be double the price.
Yeah.
That, you know, and they're like, well, what do I do? Fire him?
You're already jumped halfway off the cliff. Yeah.
So you got to make sure you choose the right guy who cares enough. I always tell people it's really simple how to choose a contractor. It's all basic. You know, when you first make the phone call, if the guy calls back in a week, that's a problem. He doesn't even have a dime, and he took a week to call you back. If he's late for the meeting, I always say, would you be late if you had a tie, a suit and tie on, and you were 15 minutes late? Would that person interviewing you be impressed with you and hire you? So be on time. If they don't call you back within 48 hours, don't even play with them. If they're late, that's it. Also, do they have any input? I always tell people, do they listen to you? It's like a blind date.
It so totally is dating.
You're telling me
it's
what you think, and I'm
spouse.
Giving you ideas to maybe enhance your ideas, which means I care.
So in the minute we have left.
Only a minute?
Here at the Wellborn Booth.
Oh,
they
even,
blew
I know.
Me from
it goes
the
fast.
Win.
It goes fast. It
and
takes longer
gone.
To walk here than it does to talk to us.
Well, maybe we'll see you later, too.
You got guys, especially when you're talking about contractors and choosing a contractor and working with the right person. I always have a sort of distrust of the guys who try to outsmart me with tech. And you already said it. The homeowner doesn't give a crap how you did it. They care that it's done properly.
Yeah.
So do you sort of recommend, and everybody out here is in this business, I kind of keep the tech guys away from the homeowner sometime because it's not – the tech guys can be kind of dilettantes.
And when you say tech, you mean like
– like the craftsmen who take themselves and their craft for good reason very seriously – but their sort of personality ends there. You know, okay.
That's my father.
Oh,
my
God.
You know, one day.
I guess we should add a couple of minutes.
You know what? I want to see you guys make Patrick Combe smile. Poor guy.
It's hysterical.
He doesn't care at all about what we're talking about. You got to make him smile.
He's smiling right now.
There he goes. Yay!
Stephen Finucane, thank you for joining us.
Thank
for
you.
Having me.
Love
guys.
Spending time with you.
Always.
Awesome. We follow
Always.
You on Twitter, Stephen Finucane. Watch Million Dollar Contractor.
DIY Network.
New season of his show,
new season,
by the
season
way,
five
picked
coming.
Up.
Yes.
So that's
good.
This
is where the intro goes. This is where they say
that's good.
Goodbye,
yeah.
Farewell.
Goodbye.
Well, we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. How's that?
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see Red, WRCLA.org.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa, here at the Wellborn Booth. Got John Valerio playing some music.
We do.
Subbing in for our man, Tim Williams.
We have
Gotta
chocolate
give Tim
milk.
Some love. Having some chocolate
having
milk.
Having some chocolate milk.
Having a choco.
Because, you know, snack time is really important to me. Like the bubble guppies, Professor Grouper?
Yeah, Patrick McComb from Fine Home Building Magazine. We brought you to Las Vegas from Connecticut to talk about the bubble guppies.
I don't know what a bubble guppy is.
And your insights on, you have kids, but obviously you don't love them enough.
Wow.
Or have enough to watch
what
the bubble guppies.
What do you make your children watch on television?
My boy likes Mythbusters, Dirty Jobs.
That is a boy.
Does he watch
yeah.
This Old House?
He's a little older than
he
our
likes
boy,
this
though.
Old House. He's 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, ours is 6.
Lately, he's been taking to watching Minecraft videos instead of playing them. They watch other people play it.
Watch
oh
other
my
people
goodness.
Play it.
So
yes.
We have that at home, too.
Yeah.
Our 6-year-old is watching other people play
open
with,
packages.
Like, yeah, Thomas and Legos and stuff, and then he goes and recreates what he watched.
I find it all very odd, but, you know.
There's this one channel that he watches all the time where literally the woman, she makes money off of this. She opens up a toy, and she's like, here are the building blocks, here are the instructions, here are the stickers, and he watches that.
They've got 4 trillion views.
It's amazing.
Someone just opening a package.
Why didn't I think of that?
I know. That's a skill set that most of us have. We can open a package and name what we're seeing.
That's a skill set.
I could do that.
She could be doing it on her phone. That's just like leaned up against... You know, thing
so
in our kitchen.
That's someone's job.
It's weird.
It's crazy.
It's weird.
So your job, Fine Home Building, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Mr. Patrick Macomb.
I'm out here looking for new products of the show, like I'm sure you guys are too.
Yep.
It's quite a odyssey walking around. I read that there's 4 million square feet of exhibit space here this year.
Wow.
Yeah. My legs are tired. I felt every foot of it.
What even does that equate to in, like, city blocks?
I don't
know. Because you can't, 4 million square feet means nothing. That's a lot.
It's huge.
How do you convert that to, like, miles? Like, does someone know that?
Or acres.
I should be wearing a pedometer, and then I could have my exercise done for weeks at a time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In acreage, how many houses could you build? Like, you could build a subdivision inside this place and not touch the ceiling.
With, like, 5-acre zoning.
Now, you guys at Fine Home Building, and you work on this a little and work on other things, but you have the Project House.
Oh, yes.
Of houses that we geek on.
We love.
We just geek on that place.
I was up there last week shooting some video for the website, and we're always doing projects there. We just had new windows put in it and a new heating system because in New England this time of year, you need a good heating system.
You know, that's something
clearly
that...
Clearly not occupied.
That might be a new trend.
There's no before there.
Right.
You know, there's after that, but not before.
That's really smart. That's a smart choice.
Yeah. And this fall, we're starting a new design project on our campus as well. So look forward to that.
What does that
mean? You going to tease us what it is?
It's going to be a full house remodel with some of the very best and most exciting finishes inside. I don't know that it has a name yet, and if it does, they haven't let me know yet.
Yeah. If it does, I still work there.
Yeah.
Technically, my contract's not up. Is it the same house?
No, it's a different home.
Did you build a house there? Or
no,
it
was existing on the property. You know, our offices were formerly... probably farm space before the office buildings were there, and the house was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was used for temporary housing for new employees.
Uh-huh.
When I started there 6 years ago, I stayed in there for a month so I could find some decent housing in the area.
That's great.
That's
cool.
Kind of amazing.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's really nice.
You don't
nice.
Hear about that kind of stuff anymore.
It's a very good company.
Wow.
That,
I love that.
That
so
is
are you
wonderful.
Looking at any finishes? Like, are you looking shopping for stuff, or do you already know what you're going to be doing?
I think they're working out right now the final design of the house, but it should have some pretty high-end cool stuff in it. That's the plan.
And for people, say, for example, me, who don't know what you're talking about, when you say finishes, what do you mean?
Wall covering, look, floor covering,
yes.
Kitchen and bath.
Yeah.
The
shower head.
The stuff
the
outside the shell of the house, right?
Right.
So.
Yes. After drywall.
Yeah,
all that
exactly.
Stuff.
So.
I knew that. I totally knew that.
You
so
did?
That's like, yeah. That's like siding, the driveway, what grass you plant. I get it.
The
I know
grass.
Exactly what you're talking about.
I think even window treatments and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Cool.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to combine some of our other fine cookings, you know, chops and threads, which is the Cohen or the sewing magazine that Taunton produces, are going to have a hand in that decorating. And
okay, so I want to know one thing. You've been coming to these shows as long as we have.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm allowed to talk at the show, too. Other times, though, Patrick, not really.
Not really, not right
I've
now.
Actually left a few times during the show. She has no idea.
I don't even know he's not here.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I'll just
okay.
keep talking.
Oh, wait. We can talk later. I'll call you.
Okay.
So you've been coming to these shows for?
I think it's 10 years
yes,
now.
Yes, I was going to say at least a decade. Is there something that has either exploded your brain that you're like, oh, my God, that's the coolest thing ever, or that you're like, why isn't someone doing this because it's so frustrating not to have XYZ?
I saw that thing today, and you guys will probably be somewhat underwhelmed, but you all know how difficult it is to do a tile shower base. You need to pre-slope the floor so it drains.
It's
then you need to
ridiculously
waterproof
hard.
It. Then you need to tile it and then grout it, and you can't grout the corners. It's supposed to be a caulk joint. Well, this company called Tile Ready makes a pre-sloped plastic base that you can put your tile directly on. It's all waterproof. And I was just like, wow, that's a great idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Because all you have to do in your factory
is preform that.
Design it, but it's just like
it's
molded
a polyurethane
plastic.
Pan. They make it as little as 3.5 by 3.5, I believe, and up to 3.5 by 8 or 9 feet. So it was really a cool thing.
Wow. How high is there a curb?
Yeah, and the curbs come in different sizes. So I'd say the curb was probably 4 or 5 inches tall.
Cool.
It was cool.
Now we're sitting in Wellborn Cabinet. I'm curious, is there like, do you have any cabinet pet peeves? Like, you think that people should utilize some kind of thing that's awesome that you see at these shows all the time? You're like,
Well, I love the Revishelf organizers for like those problem cabinets. That's really cool stuff. The spice racks, the cutting, what do you call those? Knife blocks. All that kind of stuff. You put it in the cabinet, you put it away. They have this great thing that you put your stand mixer on. You know, that takes up a ton of counter space.
Yep.
You put it under there. You pull this little mechanism out. The mixer's on there, and it holds it there. And then when you're done, you just lower it back into the cabinet.
Because the countertop, the only time that ever looks good is the day you finish your kitchen.
And there's nothing on it.
And then, you take your photograph.
Right, and then you
and
put
then
all this crap on it.
And it's a garbage dump of toasters and breadcrumbs for the rest of your life.
And we have a really small house, and, you know, we need every single square inch of counter space we could have, and those kind of things are really awesome.
We do. We live on a boat, so we don't even have countertop space.
Cooking on your camp
stove.
I'm really glad that we have, like, breadcrumbs. Are we, like, feeding birds or something?
It's what it's
house?
Like in there. We actually leave a window open and on either side of the house. The seagulls swoop in, grab some breadcrumbs, swoop out. They know how to do it.
You know, it's all about being green and eco-conscious, and so we really try hard with the birds to help with the environment.
If you
want to
do your DIY better, you're a pro and you want to do your pro work better, you want to make more money, you want to be with people who know what's going on so you're not just a guy in a pickup truck by yourself, read Fine Home Building. The guys who write it know what in the heck is going on. We appreciate that. Thank you for stopping by with us, Patrick.
Thanks. It was nice to be hanging out with you guys.
We will be right back with more from the Wellborn. Don't go anywhere, please. It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see Red at WRCLA.org.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
It's your life to stay in Talladega.
I love coming back into my fix-it-up life. I love starting the new thing.
No, you know what, Mark, though? I kind of just want to chill and, like, just listen to John Valerio play. And what I want to do also is try to encourage him to use social media, because his clout score is like womp, womp, womp. You're not like a social media linguist yet.
We're going to turn him into one.
We're going to make him into one.
Yes.
Like we'll have to do another video for My Fix It Up Life. It's a social media training video.
That's actually hilarious. Use the daguerreotype filter.
selfie.
You like the daguerreotype filter. You like the filters on Instagram.
On Instagram. We didn't even say who we're talking to.
I know. I'm trying to.
I'm Melinda, but you can call me Melissa. I'm
people
just kidding.
Do that?
Yes, all the time, yes.
Hi, Melinda.
Yes. Hey. People get our name wrong constantly.
Hey, Teresa.
I know. They think I'm Mark just because I'm wearing a black T-shirt today. Yeah. It's not true.
Some
I'm
people
actually,
call me Bill. Don't ask me why.
I respond to anything that's polite. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if, I know.
As long as it's kind, I'll say hello to you.
I know.
You can call me anything, Betty.
But
Susie,
Melinda, you are
we have a
the
Betty.
Hulk. Whatever. It's nice.
Okay, it's good.
You're
yeah.
with Wellborn Cabinets. You've
yes,
invited
yes.
us to be here.
Yes.
And you've been teaching social media tricks
yes.
throughout
yes.
this whole thing. So
and
I'm
that's
hoping
how I found you guys, is I was out looking at people for construction, and you guys popped up, and you were funny. And you were different. And that's what we look for. Manufacturers, that's what we look for, is different. And
knock,
kind
knock.
And nice.
So different works in social media.
Yes.
I think maybe that's like the secret, to be crazy a little bit.
Well, you shared your life. You share your personal. You
we
don't
do
it all the time, but you do put pictures of your children and what you like and projects you like. So that's very important because we want to – that's what our consumers are looking for. That's why they come to us for something different. So.
Those
yes.
are just the kids from the picture frame you buy at Target.
Oh, I'm so – oh,
yeah. It, we don't like to talk about
no, there are real children.
They're real people.
And I am such a – like. Geek too is that I'm like I have some of our 6-year-old's toys with me
yeah.
so I've been taking pictures of them.
Barbie's here
in different
Barbie,
places.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beanie Boos for the 6-year-old.
Yes.
Are they like, do you know what they are?
The really no. giant eye.
Yes,
beanie,
I have
beanie
one
thing.
Of those at work actually.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
ladybug.
So
my
they're like
yeah.
super like his thing.
Yes.
And so I
everything has big eyes now. Sorry.
It's
you
like
know,
an anime thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that feels like that.
I think it started with, like, Disney. All those
Monster
princesses
High
have
has
giant
big eyes.
They all have yeah. giant eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you deal with social media and helping people, especially in our business,
yes.
sort of develop that vocabulary. That
yes.
that language, I guess, is a better word, because it's not all the same. You can't just
no.
post... you know, a picture of your job site, for example, and not post a good photo because it doesn't resonate in...
Right, and you have to know who's looking for what. And with each different site, we have different followers, and they're looking for different things. And while a person's looking at a kitchen on house, we get the craziest questions like paint color, you know, that appliance or the flooring, and they don't ask about cabinets, which is fine because they're looking at our cabinets too, but they want to know more, and they want to know more. So as a manufacturer, you have to be keen on that and feature those things to our viewers. They need to know those things.
I do have to say it's not about social media, but the fact that you can get basically every single color in the paint book
yes.
is amazing. Well, like, mm-hmm. I am so in love with that.
Yes, well, thank you. We love it, too. And I definitely the green, you know, I saw our green, our 57 Chevy. We brought it back this year, and we were watching and looking at stuff last year, and it's really high up on the tweets again this year. So we say one thing, that if you liked it last year, then you'll like it this year, so it would be perfect for your kitchen, so you wouldn't get bored of it.
Yes, that is so true.
Vibrant
that is really
color
smart.
Does do that. It, you know, people talk about, you know, a nice neutral color is calming, and that's good and appropriate, but it doesn't always have to be that way. You don't have
no.
to feel calm in every room. You don't want to feel agitated.
Right.
But like to feel excited.
That's the thing, too, is
right.
that, you know, it's all about layering. It's just like having basics in your wardrobe.
Yes.
You don't mm-hmm. want to like, if you just dress all in blah,
yeah.
beige, grayish, or whatever, khakis with the khaki shirt, you're just sort of blah. But, you
are
know,
you
want to have.
UPS? You
and
work
then,
for UPS?
And then the things that you love in your wardrobe, in your home, or whatever, then they pop. They're like the magic elements that dazzle your eye, like your pants.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
One thing that Karen's done in the booth is she's mixed a lot of colors, a lot of finishes, a lot of woods, and showing excitement and showing, well, I might like this over here, I might not like this, but giving variety. So that's what it's about.
So are
Melinda,
you like noticing?
Thank you
wait,
joining.
One quick question: is there like one thing? Is that the most like photoed thing in the booth this year? Still, is it that 57 Chevy?
Yes. Yes.
Speed over to Wellborn
and
see it.
Woo-hoo!
Pop a wheelie. Check it out.
It's
get
beautiful.
Excited
Thank
in your kitchen. Thank you for having us. And
Thank
your bathroom. And your home office.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what I like.
And in the closet.
Everywhere.
No, that works great. Yeah. I think that's fantastic.
We got to go to break.
Closet.
We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Man walks down the street. sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org. And you are Inside My Fix It Up Life.
And we're back. We're here at the Wellborn booth. It's the International Builder Show. It's the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
It's Design and Construction
Design
Week.
Design Construction Week, which eventually it'll all be called that.
Really?
I guess, right?
I don't know because NKBA puts on KBIS and NHB puts on IBIS. So, like, I don't know. I think of it as like they got married last year and they had a baby and it's called DCW.
The nomenclature geekery, though, I think we're losing Jason Cameron.
Am I going to be quizzed? Should I be writing this down? Am I going to be quizzed on this?
So, Jason, I have to say, Jason Cameron, man cave.
What's this guy's name?
Hammer.
I haven't met this guy yet.
John Valerio.
John, how are you, man? Nice
John,
job.
Jason
nice
Cameron.
Job. I wanted to introduce. I didn't meet him, so I wanted
John's
to.
John's good. He's
really
helping
good.
Us.
He's great.
He's helping us out.
Yeah.
You guys are pimping it over here. It's great, man.
Yeah, we like to have a theme song wherever we go.
You know,
playing behind us in the background.
If you have to go somewhere, why not have music with
why
you?
Why not have a
right?
traveling blues player or a traveling guitar player with you? It's
yeah.
awesome.
He's a minstrel.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but
I don't either.
Let's
sounds
just
cool.
stay with that.
Yeah.
Let's just roll
it's like a
with
doily.
That.
I don't know what a doily is, but I don't want him in a man cave, by the way. We
yeah,
talked about
we
that.
We talked
before.
About that.
Yeah.
I don't own any doilies.
It doesn't
I know.
Sound right.
All right, where's
for
my
a man.
Is it more of a? Is it more of a grandmother thing? Like, I mean, grandmother had a bunch of doilies.
I think like
doilies are.
But even you have to be an old grandmother to have
to appreciate
know,
a doily.
To appreciate what
right,
a doily is,
right,
you know.
All right.
You got to be like lace curtain Irish or something.
Uh-oh, what are you
what
getting?
Are you
what are you doing?
I'm doing stuff.
She's doing stuff.
I'm doing stuff. You guys keep talking.
By the way, this is insanely huge. And it's easy to get lost in here. It's almost like you got to leave a trail of breadcrumbs because we're constantly looking on the map
yes.
as to where we are. In fact, to find you guys
yeah.
was not easy to do.
Patrick, who was here before from Fine Home Building Magazine, said they were 9 million square feet.
9 million square feet. I believe that.
Yeah.
What's
happening?
She's just going to crochet while
crochet,
we're... Her doily. She's crocheting her doily.
I'll take
I
over the
do,
social media.
I can't believe you're doing
be
that.
I want to be the opposite of
in a bright
man
red.
Cave. So please tell you, what is the most masculine thing you've done lately, sir?
Maybe man cave guys crochet. I don't know. I don't know what they do when we leave. And
yeah?
They might crochet
okay,
something.
So this is a loaded question, yeah? But feel free to just ignore it, and we'll talk about something
you're
going
to give me a loaded question and want me to ignore it?
I have a backup. What's the least manly man cave you think you did or got feedback on or somebody said, no way, man, that's just a basement or...
The least least manly?
You never don't go over the top, so that's why there could be no answer to this.
Listen, I could probably come up with one. There was one. It was a superhero man cave that we did.
Guy was in a little underoos.
The guy was in, no, it wasn't that kind of superhero. No,
you know,
it had nothing to do with underoos.
Awesome, by the way.
It wasn't like Mighty Mouse or anything like that. It was... This
yeah,
guy was
like wimpy superheroes.
No, it wasn't wimpy superheroes. This guy was into superheroes. He was a grown man, but he's you know, somebody has that secret passion.
Right.
And he couldn't have it anywhere else, so he wanted it in his man cave.
Sure.
I'm like, all right, that's what you want. That's the one that comes to mind, I think.
Was
not that
like,
that's unmanly. I just think it's not
was
your...
Was he like a DC Comics, like Batman and Superman? Or
yes.
Was it all
Superman was his ultimate, you know.
Was his thing?
Ultimate superhero. So
I'm
that's
not there on Superman. He can't never nothing ever go wrong with him.
No,
no
but it was more
in the
theme of a bat cave is what we built him.
Oh,
right?
That's
okay.
Kind of hot.
It was
okay.
Cool.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Hot.
I'll give him that. We had some technology down there. We had some things like a hidden desk that transformed into a desk. Otherwise,
yeah.
We had a see-through fireplace, some really cool tile, and we made it look like a bat cave.
Right.
Stalagmites and stalactites, you know,
okay,
we had all
yeah,
that. We had that going
yeah.
on.
Of course. Cave. Would you get those at stalactites.com?
Yeah, you have to get them at stalagmites.com. You can get them at either one of those.
Yeah
you get,
one.
You know,
yeah.
All different sizes. But we actually,
which model number did you use?
Yeah, I don't know.
We like the C-123.
Yeah, you know,
yeah,
different sizes. But we do actually want to do a cave, a real legitimate cave. I would love to do that.
An actual
cave.
You know what?
Cave. If we
could
find
one. That would be amazing.
That would be.
Yeah, I've been dreaming about doing something like that.
You've been dreaming about that while you're crocheting?
Yes.
Yes.
Since I was, like, in college, I went to
art school. Crocheting a doily, by the way.
No,
I'm just there. Is that what a doily looks like? I still don't know what a doily looks like.
No, it's not a doily.
All right.
I don't own doilies.
Making sure.
I don't think I do.
I don't want to know. I think I might know.
Can somebody pull a picture up of a doily? I want to see what this doily thing looks like.
They're usually white.
She's looking it up right now, actually, as we speak.
And they're very...
She's going to get one.
She's going to get one. She's going to get it. You're going to get a doily? Really? You have one? She's running for one right now.
Is that well laid out that we have... We have props for our comedy.
I
want to
see specifically what it is so we can never allow it in a man cave.
Right.
I want
exactly.
to see exactly what it is.
She's also going to have Carrot Top deliver it on a pogo stick.
That would be funny. That would be fun. I'd like to see that.
So when people see you coming now, are they, like, all about the sledgehammer? Or are they still, like, man cave, desperate landscape?
It depends on who you see.
Okay.
There are dedicated fans for man caves, desperate landscapes. Now, sledgehammer. This is a doily. Everybody, this is what a doily, all the guys out, this is what a doily looks like. This is not allowed in a man cave.
Not allowed in a man cave.
Not allowed in a man cave. No doilies, no throw pillows, no scented candles. So this is, that's
it
a doily.
Like
that's
a
doily.
Line.
That is, yeah, could be.
Man cave.
That's
you know
a doily.
A scented candle.
I'm going to rest that right there, my doily. So nice.
You know, Jason, nothing validates you
that's
as a man
beautiful.
Cave expert
than the doily.
Like the doily knee pad.
What is this used for? I mean, I don't know what
you
is it for.
You put it
on.
You put your bowl of potpourri on there.
Your bowl of potpourri. One of the other things we have in a man cave
right,
is a bowl
right,
of potpourri.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is actually, when you think about it, is needed in a man cave because it is a man cave.
There would be some irony. And
a piece of potpourri in the man cave.
Also
so.
A hilarious scene of a dump truck pulling up with, how much would that cost?
All right, here, I'm getting hives. Take that from me. I'm freaking out.
You're getting
I'm holding
hives.
It. Yeah.
I'm actually impressed that you knew that this is crochet and not knitting.
I did know that,
how
didn't
I? How do you
I?
Know that?
I don't know. I just came to mind. The first thing that came to mind was crocheting.
You're in touch.
My mother crochets.
Nice.
So and she's crocheted a lot of things.
Yes.
That
has
she sent me.
Has she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So were you like the kid with the hat that she
Oh,
made?
I've got hats. I've got gloves. I've got I've got a scarf that she crocheted me.
You're not wearing any of them.
I'm not wearing
right
any.
Now.
I didn't bring any of those with me. Not to Vegas. No.
Yeah. You
no.
are
it's
wearing
not
manufactured
really good
no.
clothing.
I only wear those in my man cave. I don't wear them anywhere else.
Is it cold in there?
Yeah.
You have to put on all
be.
The stuff.
It's a cave.
Yeah.
By the way, sledgehammer though, I get it a lot now because we're in our second season. It's a lot of fun because it is shock and awe. We show up. And I literally surprised the homeowners. They have no idea I'm there. They think they're being interviewed to be on a show, a possible
still?
Show. Yes.
Season 2 still.
You wonder if we can keep that going, but so far successful. So this year I'm hiding in either the kitchen or they basically are giving a tour to the camera guy of what they want to do. And then when they walk into, like, the bathroom, for example, I'm hiding in the shower. And I throw the shower open and say, this isn't a test. This is for real. You give them the sledgehammers. And they freak out. Because they have the last woman
they
was
have no time to
no absorb it.
You're in their bathroom.
Yeah, I'm in their bathroom with the sledgehammer, right? So the last woman I surprised, she freaked out,
wait,
almost
wait,
fainted.
Wait.
I've got
50,000
questions.
I'm in
right
their
now.
Bathroom with a sledgehammer.
Yes.
That's
yes.
not something
the tub,
that I've ever heard
in
before.
In the tub with the camera guy, yeah. And I'm holding the sledgehammers, and we're bending down because the curtain's
the shower
short.
Curtain,
yeah,
yeah,
so we're
yeah.
doing this, and you hear him come in, and I spling the shower curtain. I'm say, guys, this is the test. I'm Jason Cameron. This is sledgehammer. You're going to destroy your house. And they freak out. But at the same time, it's like, you know, once they get past the shock and awe, they realize we're actually going to swing the sledgehammer. And then I give them 30 seconds to pick their least favorite room. And then they got 30 minutes to destroy it. So
no
therein
pressure.
Lies the challenge, right?
No pressure.
Whatever they destroy, I fix as long as it's within the 30 minutes. So if they finish one room and they want to go on to the next room and they got 4 minutes left, I'm not going to tell them not to do it.
But you're not going to fix it if they
I'm
don't
I'm not going to fix it if they don't. So the adrenaline's flowing. The guys are want to go for it. I'm like, all right, you got 4 minutes left. If they don't make it, it's on them.
So if it's a kitchen, for example,
right?
You've done all kinds of lead time, but you don't know what they're going to pick until they pick it.
Yes and no. All right. So
like you'd have to have cabinets.
This is a good
example.
Question. This is a good question, by the way, that you're asking me right now, because this is the question most people think. Well, how do you know? We've done a lot of prep work ahead of time, unbeknownst to them. So they didn't know that we had guys in the basement. We had guys scoping everything out. We know where, you know, all the utilities are. We know all that stuff already, right? So if we have a sense that they're going to pick the kitchen, which 90% of the people want to do their kitchen, let's be honest, right?
Well, why wouldn't
kitchen,
you, right?
Bathroom.
Why would
kitchen,
you take
bathroom,
a living room
exactly.
and take the baseboard off?
We try to find people that might want to do a basement, might want to do – not. We don't want to do kitchens. We don't want to do nothing but kitchens.
Yeah.
But obviously their first choice would be the kitchen. So we've already scoped it out. We know what needs to be done. We know to shut everything off. We've already done all that, unbeknownst to them. They had no idea we did. So that's the fun part.
That is so
fantastic. Yes.
I have a question. We
have to wrap from now on.
We have to raise our hands now.
Thank you for calling on me, Mr. Cameron.
Yes.
I want to know, can they, like, destroy their backyard?
We did a backyard. A deck.
I didn't know that.
Yes, we did a deck.
So, like, they're actually sledgehammering their deck.
They
have to be very careful.
Almost to the point of exhaustion. Yeah.
Almost.
Anybody who's swung a sledgehammer for any amount of time, whether it's a minute or 2 minutes, understands that you're going to be out of gas. You're going to be out of winded.
Yes.
So we've had a couple that have had to actually literally stop, and we've had to sit them down. Because that's if you're not used to it, that'll take a toll on you.
Who's used to
that? That's like Jane Fonda, the 20-minute workout.
I'm a dentist.
I'm a little used to it.
I know. Exactly.
I'm kidding. But it's a workout.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's part of our regimen, our routine, is we actually swing a sledgehammer.
Now, do you make them get a physical before they can even qualify to be interviewed to be on a fake show?
We don't do that. We should. There might be something we want to implement.
You might
want
to talk to your lawyers about that.
Can you run a mile?
Can you guys drop and give me 20?
Yeah.
I think you got a certain amount of pull-ups.
Yes.
I mean, we might want to do that in the future.
You might want to think about it.
Yeah, we don't do
that. Look at the calluses on their hands. See if it's just going to tear them to pieces.
Exactly.
Their hands must be hamburgers.
They are. I mean, for years of working. I mean, years of, carpentry and what I've done over the years. I grew up in the trade. So your hands take a beating. But if you're not used to it, that can tear your hands up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's gloves, all the safety gear. You know, we got it all. And hard hats, gloves.
We have about a minute and a half.
I want to know, though, if the Madame Tussauds man cave, is that here in Vegas?
No, that's in New York.
Oh.
I know. There is one here. In fact, the one in New York, that man cave was only supposed to be in there for 6 months. It's still there all this time later. And that's the one that I get upset about because
you're not there.
Yeah.
I know.
Because I built Goose's wax figure a man cave. This is the sad part, right?
There's resentment there.
There is. And I still don't have one. That's part of the resentment.
But if you can share it, you might be able to outglory him on your next project.
Oh, there's no might. I definitely will.
You will outglory him because can we say it?
Yeah.
We were talking about it last night. You're going to be in a feature film.
Yes, I am. I forgot we talked about that. You're right. Yeah, look at this guy. He's listening. He's a listener.
Now,
it's an independent film.
But still, it's a feature-length film.
It is a feature-length film. It's an independent film.
Jason Cameron will be starring in a YouTube video shot on an old cell phone.
Well,
plays a cowboy.
Yeah. It's commando style. We're just going to film with, $20, we're going to film
this. You also were in, an episode of Sex and the City a long time ago, a couple soap operas. It's not,
How many out there watch Sex and the City? Raise their hands. How many people watch? Notice the guys raised their hand. I didn't watch that.
I noticed three guys actually fell down.
One guy who's man enough to admit it that he watched Sex and the City.
No, I don't. This is me and volunteering to leave.
Yeah, did some Sex and the City, did some Guiding Light.
Enough of that.
Hey, Chris, like that stuff.
It's a cowboy movie.
Jace is a very handsome man.
As far
man.
As
He's
I'm concerned.
Incredibly fit. He's
we are sitting across from Clint Eastwood.
All right. We have to go to break, I bet.
All right. Good luck on the movie.
Thank you, guys. It's called Hades Awaits. Keep an eye out. We'll
looking
be getting some more information out of four.
Jealous, by the
we
way.
We follow
that
you on Twitter,
fun.
So we'll
thank
totally
you guys.
Thank you, Jason Cameron, DIY Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of My Fix It Up live from the Wellborn booth.
We roll the sidewalks in this town all up after.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar's a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar's a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life, and it is time to bounce out of this episode.
The end of the show.
It's the end.
Thanks for being here with us. please stay with us online.
Yes.
Twitter.
Connect with us, social networks.
Facebook,
we're everywhere.
Instagram, Google Plus.
Totally.
Email us info@myfixitoplife.com. We want to know what your projects are. If you have questions, if we can help you, that makes us happy.
And your projects inspire us. So keep sharing what you're doing, your DIY first and everything else. And join us next time for more
My Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. You might be first date on a city street. You might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. You might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. My fix-it-up life. You might be a white dress walking up to me. You might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. You might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. With the referee, I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fix-it-up life. Just a simple and low adieu. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want? Running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door. Fix it up life. This is my fix it up life.